Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. So did you see the Letterman show last night? Bill Murray, Bob Dylan? The legends are really showing up for Dave Letterman, but after 33 years, it all comes to an end tonight.
From New York, the greatest city in the world, it's The Late Show with David Letterman.
Well, America is full of top 10 tribute lists today, but instead, we thought we might take a little trip uptown here in New York City, up to the Ed Sullivan Theater on 53rd Street, because for just as long as there's been a late show on Broadway, there has been Hello Deli just next door to the Ed Sullivan Theater.
If you've watched the show before, or if you've been in New York City, you're aware of something called the Hello Deli. It's a lovely little restaurant right there at 53rd and Broadway. Do me a favor now. Please say hello to the manager, the owner, Mr. Sandwich himself, Rupert G. Come on out here, Rupert.
The tiny sandwich shop would normally be seeing the end of a lunch crowd by the time we stopped by at 3 p.m. yesterday, but it was jam-packed with people waiting in line out the door.
Hello, Deli.
All the comedy bits over the years. Owner Rupert G. has become a celebrity in his own right, and he's done better than any tiny sandwich shop in New York could have ever hoped. He feeds thousands of tourists and audience members who flock to his sandwich shop trying to get a little piece of the late show action. Take Tony, for instance, the guy near the stage door who waits around on the street getting autographs that he can turn around later and sell.
It's pretty wild. Yeah, it's pretty wild. Everybody, especially this week or the last couple of weeks, just trying to get a piece of Dave in some kind of way. You know what I mean? You know, these old staples and things that have been around for years, you can't replace them. You can put somebody there, but it's not the same.
Rupert G. sells late show T-shirts and trinkets hand over fist, all licensed, by the way. But despite all the fame and all the success of Hello Deli, owner Rupert is still the guy behind the counter who takes your order, just as he did for producer Cameron Drews and me when we paid him our visit.
This is coming to an end. All the fun of 22 years is coming to an end.
When you started a sandwich shop here, obviously the Ed Sullivan Theater has always been here.
Mm-hmm.
You could not have known at that time
what it was going to become. No, I didn't. Actually, I was here 2 years before. And so when I first saw this shop, it was for sale, and apparently the owner was going out of business. And so I thought I could make a run at it. And who would have known 2 years later that Dave would move into the neighborhood?
Yeah. Well, how long did it take for Dave Letterman to start using you in bits?
It was literally 6 weeks into the show. And that's when they first gave me the surprise visit. You know, who would have known that Dave would have been able to turn nothing out into something? And that's why I've been here for the last 22 years, I guess, on the show.
Do you have any way of calculating how much money you've made over the years, not only being next to the Ed Sullivan Theater, but being part of Dave's bits? You got T-shirts and shot glasses, the tourists flow in.
Mm-hmm.
You're on TV yourself. I mean, what's it been worth to you?
Oh, a couple of bucks.
I hope it continues.
Well, thank you very much.
In the meantime, we've taken your time. Can I get a Letterman, please?
Yeah, sure.
And Cameron, what do you have?
I'll do the Schaefer.
Cameron's going to have a Schaefer.
That's both great sandwiches.
Thanks again.
All right, thank you so much.
Don't leave without the sandwiches.
Yeah, we won't.
So, what's next for Hello Deli after David Letterman says goodbye tonight? Rupert G. says he's thankful that Colbert is coming in next door. His customers, though, they're not so sure.
It'll be an adjustment for sure. Late night just really won't be the same without Dave. So
I've been watching him a long, long time. I don't watch the other guys at all. I just watch him. So.
Tony, the autograph flipper, agrees with them.
I don't think Colbert can live up to Dave. I think he can just come in here and be him. I would never imitate anybody. That's the first thing of failure.
Rupert G. bought Hello Deli 2 years before Letterman moved in next door. He says he never wanted to be on TV, but Dave changed all that. And 22 years later, Rupert G. will still be there on 53rd Street, only with a new neighbor.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.